All right. So if you are a local music fan, you are going to love this next set. We're going to get into the family dynasty here. I've been waiting for a chunk of time because it's going to take us a little bit to get through all of the members of this family. The one, the only, the Boyle family. All right. So we are going to start out with Marion. I'm sure you saw them back in the day. Men with No Pride.
Oh, yes.
Who used to, as I understand it, hang out quite a bit at the Big T, Tustamina Lodge in Kisilov, back when it was littered with hats and had a Guinness World Record to its name. So David Boyle was quite the prolific songwriter for Men With No Pride, which also involved, of course, Ray Bacon and the one, the only, our own Mike Morgan, who, again, if you were involved with local music around here, you definitely know Mike Morgan. So I'm going to play two tracks from Men With No Pride, Semantics. So the first one is Blame It On Me, and this is a David Boyle song, which I really should have queued up before I went into all of that and neglected to. So, hey, Marion, why don't you tell everybody where they can call to make a donation while I am getting
Well,
unloaded.
Let's see. What is that number again? 283-8433 or kdll.org online for those who are a little more reclusive. And, of course, you can always stop in out here at the station. We can give you kind of a look-see tour. It doesn't take too long. You can see what your prizes might be. Talk to Jay Baird. He's around and the people who are answering phones, and say hi to Janelle and myself.
And have a slice of pizza.
Oh, have a slice. There's a lot of pizza out there. It's great.
Yeah.
And, of course, the famous Rita cookies. We love those cookies from Rita Eddie every single fun drive. KDLL.org or call right now, 283-8433.
All right, and here we go. Men With No Pride, Blame It On Me.
You blame it. I don't want to go.
Back with a different iteration here. Who do we have now in the studio?
Well, you have Marion.
And?
Peter Earhart.
There it is.
There we go.
That guy.
You
that
got me
guy.
To say it.
We got that guy in the studio. That Peter Earhart. I call him Pierre. We were former board members together and have a love-hate relationship.
In the
80s. Now.
No,
Marion, he can hear you.
Boy, he knows it. He knows it. We're buds. We're buds. Hey, but this is KDLL's membership drive. It is so local. It's wonderful. It is so local. Pete and I are certainly local. Jenny's local. We're right here. The music is local. It's all wonderful local talent that we're featuring during this World Cafe programming this afternoon. And we've got some bonuses for people as they call in. Let's see, Jenny, this hour or these 2 hours, are we on to River City Books and... Dinner's ready?
That is right. Okay. If you call between 2 and 4 p.m., you will get entered into a drawing for a gift card from River City Books and one from Dinner's Ready.
I love that, Dinner's Ready. I mean, no cook. That's where I'm coming from.
And the number to call is 283-8433.
Indeed it is. So we are in the middle of a Boyle family set. And Marion is motioning to me.
No, no, no. I'm just telling Pete it's also KDLL.org.
That is true. That is very true. So we just heard from Men With No Pride, Blame It On Me, written by David Boyle, and then Nothing But Love by Ray Bacon. So we're going to move on to the other Boyle brother. This is Matt Boyle. And of course, Matt Boyle is the driving songwriting force behind the Spirit Daddies. Marion, you must have heard the Spirit Daddies, seen the Spirit Daddies out and about.
Oh, absolutely. What an absolutely marvelous group. As Mike Morgan said, Matt has written a song for absolutely everything. And if he hasn't, it's coming up. He is such a talented guy, you know, name the instrument and the drums, of course, and his son is just as talented, and they can interchange their drumming or their playing. I mean, an amazing, absolutely amazing scene to watch them all play, and especially if Logan is in there too. And of course, there's a couple of next generation musicians in that group.
Yeah, we've got the Erickson kids in there, too.
Yep, Dave and his
sons. And the Erickson dad, even.
And the Erickson dad, too.
All maximally, what's the word?
Talented.
Maximally
talented.
Yes, okay, thank you.
So, yeah, Spirit Daddies, if you want an indication of how much Matt Boyle has written, you can get on their SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/spiritdaddies. And the amount of scrolling you will have to do to get to the bottom of this account, you are going to sprain a finger. So I mean, at this point, I'm just clicking one to play because there's so much on here that for me to go through and actually pick out my favorite, I got overwhelmed. So we're going to do Shoot Mona Lisa to the Moon by the Spirit Daddies.
Shoot Mona Lisa to the moon. Data stream, it grows and grows, while the nanobots, they work away, cutting out the defects in frozen embryos. No satellites can rejoin my computer algorithms, steal your name. In a few more years you'll find nothing is the same anymore. Shoot Mona Lisa to the moon, on a laser straight and true. A new beginning's on the way, coming fast, there's nothing you can do. Coming fast, there's nothing you can do. I don't know where it's going to end. It had to happen, I suppose. While 3D printers map your face, building you a brand new perfect nose. They got your DNA on ice, backed up to the servers in the sky. You can't afford a foolish store, so someday you will have to say goodbye. Have to say goodbye. We'll be right back. Mona Lisa to the moon on a canvas made of zeros and ones. While the nanobots look in the mirror and tell themselves they've only just begun. Shoot Mona Lisa to the moon on a laser straight and true. New beginnings on the way, coming fast, there's nothing you can do but hang on tight and try to make it through.
And that was the Spirit Daddies with Shoot Mona Lisa to the Moon. The ever prolific Matt Boyle. That guy, I swear, writes songs like I write sticky notes.
Oh, that's the truth.
And the amount of time it would take me to scribble down a shopping list. He has a whole song produced and recorded, and it's amazing.
And about Mona Lisa, too. I mean, really.
Haven't written a song about Mona Lisa lately, have you?
No.
Or shooting her to the moon.
Shooting her to the moon. Yeah. One. I'm waiting for the sequel to that one. Meantime, we have to thank some people who made donations. Rhonda McCormick, thank you so much for calling in your donation. Sherry Lewis made a donation. She says, keep up the good work.
All right.
I think she's talking to Marion there.
I think so, too. Definitely.
Janelle Grenier, thanks, Marion and Jenny. Always a pleasure. Great to listen to you.
Oh, and she was on air with us last hour.
Yeah.
So
we how about that?
Thank her for volunteering her time to support KDLL.
See, Pete, see what they think of me? They're thanking me for being here.
No, it's actually the radio that they like, Marion.
Okay, on to the next piece of music, Jenny.
All right, and while we are enjoying the next piece, you could give us a call at 283-8433 or give us a donation online at kdll.org. So we are mid-Boyle set right here. We just heard from Matt Boyle with the Spirit Daddies. And now we're going to go down a generation to Logan Boyle, who is Matt's son. And Logan, I mean, obviously grew up with music just all around him, as evident by the many, many instruments he plays. He, when he's in town, is playing all over the place with all kinds of different bands. He is off in school right now and is very prolifically recording and writing. So, again, it was another one of those tough to pick out what to play, but I am going to go with Final Gambit by Logan Boyle.
Let's get into the groove. I wanna make you move. Now tell me, do you want me? Hot girl. Let me into your world. Got time to make you dance. One chance. To happen soon. So tell me, are you ready? Yeah. We'll dance one final tune. one chance.
Kid, I tell you what.
Oh, isn't that fantastic? That's just beautiful.
I mean, that is music you could hear anywhere in the world on any radio program. And we get to play it here on the Kenai Cafe because he is from here. That is a local boy. That is Logan Boyle.
Yeah, he is a brilliant young man. He really has over-the-top amount of talent.
We were talking while we were off the air about what instrument that is.
Euphonium.
Euphonium or baritone. I'm a little hazy on which is which. And Peter, you're saying it's the size difference between the two?
I'm guessing. I don't know.
And there's a YouTube video of Logan doing this. So definitely check out his YouTube channel, Logan Boyle.
When you call 283-8433 or kdl.org and make your pledge,
right,
you could tell us.
Yeah.
Whether it's a baritone or
euphonium. We only saw about half of it. He was sitting down in the video when he was playing it. We're trying to do like size proportional.
So that's another reason to call, is to help us figure out what the brass instrument is.
And you can help us figure out the future of KDLL while you're at it, because we need funding to be able to do that. We've got some kind of nerve-wracking times coming up, funding being what it is. We've lost $50,000, $60,000 in state funding over the last 3 years. And starting next year, in order to keep our same level of federal funding, all community-level radio stations, such as KDLL, are going to have to raise an additional $30,000 to be able to do that.
Make that call. Make that call. Quick, quick.
Wow.
Members and local funding is always crucially important to KDLL, but now more so than ever with that coming up around the bend. The good news is KDLL's board has already made it a priority to increase local revenue, specifically because we have heard from listeners over and over again that you want an increase in local programming. So we have done that. We have two full-time reporters. We have new feature shows. We have lots of new DJ shows. You have spoken, we have listened, and we are giving you what you want. And hopefully you will give us what we want for these 2 days, which is a donation. Some gestures of support would go a long way toward helping us be sustainable and keeping us on the air.
And again, that number is 283-8433. Please call now. One of the things about KDLL is it's always been a local station supported by local people, and I think it's really great what's happening now with the board and with Jenny making all of this stuff happen locally. I mean, we're really sitting sort of in a World Cafe show run with just local musicians, and getting to be DJs for that is really kind of fun.
Absolutely.
And getting to hang out with Mary and my good friend. We were on the board in the 80s when the radio station operated out of Jerry Hansen's garage.
All good things start in somebody's garage. I am convinced of that.
Kind of the garage band board.
Yeah, it was. It was. But this is terrific. So please call 283-8433. Make a pledge. What are we going to listen to next?
So we are finishing up our Boyle family set. And Marion, can you possibly guess who our last Boyle is that we're featuring?
Oh, Keely.
And Keely is who?
I can't do it, Jenny.
So Keely Boyle is Marion's granddaughter.
No.
Well, no, that's not true. She is in a band with Marion's grandson. Get the terminology correct here. So the Old Believers, Nelson and Keely actually recently just moved back to town. They were down in Nashville, I want to say, for a while there.
Yes, and then back to Portland, and now back here for a period of time at least. I hope long, but short is good. Short is better than nothing.
All right. And of course, since they have three little ones running around these days, probably not a whole ton of time for music, but we all certainly hope that they will have some time for it because they produce some beautiful, beautiful stuff. So we are going to listen to Getting Older, That's All.
You've got a temper, I'm too tired to cool, but I'll wait for you this time. Cause your eyes are soft and so nice, I know I'll wait for you this time. I'm just getting older, that's all. I'm just getting older, that's all. That's all. And he slows his feet and he sits down. He's just getting older, that's all. He's just getting older, that's all. That's all.
That was the Old Believers with Getting Older, That's All. And we are getting older in the day. It's 2:30 already of our day one fall membership drive. And usually when we say that, when we give the countdown day one, it means it's going to be like day four or day five. But no, we are only doing a 2-day drive this fall. We're testing out a new format. We're giving you local content throughout the day. We are not, of course, taking away NPR Morning Edition or All Things Considered because the news is the news. And that is a very important service that we provide here at KDLL. But in between, we're giving you local programming, and we are getting close to the end of that today. We're going to be going through 4 o'clock with local shows and then kicking it back to NPR to finish out the day. So if you are enjoying what you're hearing, now is the time to let us know.
Absolutely. 283-8433 is the number, or kdll.org. Huh, Pete?
Yeah. Now is the time to step up. And we know that there are people who listen to KDLL that do not pledge and do not support the station. And a little while ago, you heard Jenny talking about how important this is, particularly now in a time of state budget issues and money that we would ordinarily expect to get, we may not be getting. So it's really, really important, folks, that if you listen to this station and you like to listen to it, that you find a way to support it. So call 283-8433 and do that now. Thank you.
And while you are doing that, you can listen to another song. Up next, we
spinning
have...
songs here with Jenny.
I know.
Yeah. Let's not Natalia.
Let's do a Jack and Sue.
All right.
Jack Will and Sue Biggs. Let's play Rainbow River.
Super. Jack's prize winning piece.
Yep. And you will see why.
Water swiftly flowing over gravel bars and slow, rolling under a fallen spruce tree. Winding down the canyons, through the mountains to the landing, standing here, Rainbow River, I am free. Set me free. Set me free. Rainbow River keeps on calling me. Rainbow River, taker and giver, set me free. She's going, blowing down that old spur road. She told me it had nothing to do with me. Understand there is no other man. Just need to lay some traveling plans. Move on, exit this northern deep free. Set me free. Set me free. On flowing to the sea. Rainbow River, taker and giver, set me free. Say I missed her long. Now that river's got me for eternity. Set me free. Set me free.
That was Jack Will and Sue Biggs with Rainbow River.
What a sweet piece that is. I just love the ending on that. Jack's a very clever songwriter and performer. He and Sue have done a fantastic job over the years with their writing, performing, and giving of themselves for all kinds of reasons, causes, whatever. And just like those of you who might want to give a little bit to KDLL during this fund drive by calling 283-8433 or online kdll.org.
We've got, let's see, Mike Dimmick and Judy Shield out on the phones right now. So two lines open. Give them a call. Please keep them busy. If you get a busy signal, feel free to just call back or get on the website, kdll.org. No wait time on the internet. Well, depending on your internet source, but there's right. not much. I can't help
so now
you
from
with everything.
Two to, from 2 to 4, Jenny, there's a River City Books and Dinners Ready are doing, what are we doing?
So it's gift card giveaways. We have some wonderful business partners in the community who donated some gift certificates as kind of raffle prizes to sort of nudge you all to call in. So we've got two up every 2 hours. So if you call before 4 p.m., you will be entered in a drawing for River City Books and Dinners Ready gift certificates.
You better pop for your donation, Pete.
and this is, I love this so much. So we got a call from Eagle Glade Farms in Nikiski earlier today saying, hey, we're going to bring you guys some potatoes.
Woo-hoo!
And we
nice.
Said, all right. So if you donate $25 or more this afternoon, come on out to the studio and pick up a bag of potatoes.
There you go, Pete. Dinner
farm,
fresh
a bag
potatoes.
Of potatoes here?
Yeah, dinner for the next week. French fries, bakers, whatever.
French fries are like my favorite thing to eat.
Oh, jeez.
They really are. I basically live almost entirely on French fries.
Oh, you lie.
That's why you're so well preserved then,
you
Peter.
Lie.
We are what we
right,
eat.
KDLL.org or 283-8433. Get the potatoes, get the gift cards, say hi, stop by, get a Rita cookie, see what's going on here, wave at us in the studio.
We have Rita cookies here too.
We
oh,
do.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Guaranteed right. calories for your next run.
283-8433. You get out here and get your potatoes, get your Rita cookie, get in on the drawing from River City Books, and Jenny's going to play another tune for us.
I am. Get in on the warm feeling that you are supporting KDLL. If you listen, please become a member. We can't do it alone. We really, our budget depends on local funding and local support. So this is the time of year when we come to you and ask for your contributions to keep us on the air and keep us growing and keep us going in a good direction. We're really trying to focus on more local content these days. So if that is a thing you endorse, please give us a call and let us know at 283-8433. And I endorse some more music.
What are you going to play?
Up next, drum roll, I think we're going to play, let's do a Kelsey Shields.
Great.
How about a Kelsey Shields? Let us do Take Me There.
I haven't seen other. Well, take me back to the time when a home was a roof over four walls and I felt your heartbeat.
All right, that was Kelsey Shields with Take Me There.
That was beautiful. It was just beautiful. She is such a talent.
She is indeed. And we appreciate her sharing her talent with us on the Kenai Cafe and all of the musicians we're playing today. I just put some PSAs out there saying, hey, local musicians, if you want to be played on the air, send me your stuff. And they did. It's like magic. Oh, my gosh.
And some really, really good stuff.
Yeah. Too. And that's the thing. So a lot of these folks I have heard before, I've seen perform before. I have some of their albums, of course. Some of them I've never heard from before, and it was just so much fun to sit down with all of this music and go through and play it and go, oh my gosh, we have this here, we
some
have
real,
that here
real
we
talent.
Have yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, amazing.
That's the amazing thing about living in Alaska. We get folks who live here that, you know, really could be out in the wide world doing what they do, probably to maybe greater audiences and accolades just by nature of being in bigger markets. But they're here because it's Alaska and we love Alaska. And
absolutely.
We benefit from that as a community, and we certainly benefit from that as KDLL, because the amount of people out there just doing stuff that's worth going out and recording and having on the air and just having the community, it's a lot of fun. So thank you, Kenai, for being Kenai, because it gives us a lot to cover and to record and to air.
Yeah, and it's part of the local push here, too, at the radio station, which is so great to have the two reporters that we've got and local programming. It's really incredible. And we need people to support that and continue to support that. And so the number that they would call, Marion, is
283-8433. I have that number memorized.
KDLL.org.
Very good, Pete. Very good.
And you can listen to... You can listen to local programming all day long. Not only are there news stories by local reporters, there's also lots and lots of local programming. Like tonight, one of my favorites, the five R's. What is that?
The three R's, R and R and R.
I tell you, I love
Rex,
those guys.
Rex and Roiling. Ralph and...
Oh, come
Ron.
Now.
Rex, Ralph, and Ron.
Rest, relaxation, and really good music,
Rory,
is what I like to call
they're
them.
Really, really great. I love listening to that show.
Yeah. They have such clever musical selections.
Yeah,
I,
really fun.
I'm a fan. I'm an absolute fan of their
program.
So
to support shows like that and support all of the efforts at public radio here in the Kenai Peninsula, Central Kenai Peninsula, please call 283-8433 now and... donate some of your hard-earned cash to help this radio station continue so you can continue to hear local programming.
That is right. Or even your not-so-hard-earned cash. I mean, if you found $5 in the washing machine and you forgot you had it, give us a call. Every five bucks counts.
It does.
All right. So speaking of clever people, this one is, I'm going a little off the grid because he doesn't live here anymore, but he lives on in our hearts, especially because he was a member of our KDLL family. So this gentleman used to do a music show on Tuesday nights called Musicology and performed all over the community. I am quite sure you probably heard him, especially if you have little kids. They probably heard him and loved him. So this is the one, the only Dan Pascucci. So out of Dan's repertoire of science songs, I'm going to go with the FBI.
Okay, so I mentioned in that last song a secret organization that does a lot of important work in the forest, the FBI. And I would like to do a song written by my heroes, the Banana Slug String Band. You should look them up online. Just Google Banana Slug String Band. You'll find the greatest children's science rock band ever. And this is a song written by Solar Steve Van Zandt about a secret organization that lives in the forest called the FBI. And you guys have to help me sing that song. So when I ever say the Who, you shout out the name of the organization. So like if I say the Who, you say... Yeah, that's very good. And then I'm going to go through the members of the FBI. So when I say fungus, you say fungus. And when I say bacteria, you say, and then I'll say invertebrates, and you say, okay. The FBI, whenever something dies, who? FBI is there on the scene. You sing it. FBI is working overtime. Who? FBI to pick those bones clean. That's fungus, bacteria, invertebrates. The FBI. Well, there's a fungus all among us and it's breaking things down, returning nutrients into the fertile ground. Millions of mycelium are underground. That's why when you hold a handful of the earth, you hold the FBI. The who? FBI. Whenever something dies, who? FBI is there on the scene. You sing it. FBI. They're working overtime. Who? FBI to pick those bones clean. That's fungus, bacteria, invertebrates. The FBI. There are billions of bacteria on that seat over there. Microscopic life is in the water, land, and air. You should know that they are there, though they are too small for your eye. These are secret agents of the FBI. The who? FBI. Whenever something dies, who? FBI is there on the scene. You sing it. FBI. They're working overtime. Who? FBI to pick those bones clean. That's fungus, bacteria, invertebrates. The FBI. Insects, bugs, slugs, and worms are working night and day. The invertebrate crew are special agents of decay. To remove whatever's rotten, they will hop, crawl, hide, or fly. Forcing nature's laws, they are the FBI. The who? FBI. Whenever something dies, you sing it. Is there on the scene? The who? Is working overtime. Yo! To pick those bones clean, that's fungus, bacteria, invertebrates. The FBI. Lay down very still on the ground and learn their ways. Lift up a rotten log and you will surely be amazed. Go creeping through the forest, learn to see and be a spy. Search of evidence of the FBI. The who? Whenever something dies, FBI is there on the scene. The zoo? They're working overtime. Who? To pick those bones clean. That's fungus, bacteria, invertebrates. The FBI. One more time. Fungus, bacteria, invertebrates. The FBI.
Dirty D, Dan Pascucci.
Much loved. Much, much, much loved.
Indeed.
And missed.
Former yeah. KDLL DJ, among the many, many, many other things that he did in the community. So it's folks like that and our other current DJs. We have a lot of DJs. We have so much music in the evenings these days. We've got a brand new jazz show called the Jazz Lounge on Monday nights. We've got Blues After Hours Tuesday nights. We've got Dead Musicians Wednesday nights. R&R&R on Thursdays. American Latina on Fridays. And the Veritas Variety Review on Saturdays, all at 7 p.m.
Wow. It's a lot of local programming, Jenny.
It is. I was getting a little winded just going through that list. Good thing we got another song so I can catch my breath. So next up, we're going to play something by Whitey Diamond.
Whitey, do you want to talk about Whitey at
yeah,
all?
Yeah, definitely. Tell folks about Whitey.
Well, Whitey was a musician that had the music store over in the Red Diamond Mall for years and years and years.
Still bears his name.
Maybe. Is it still?
Still Whitey's.
Okay.
I think it's still Whitey's,
still
yeah.
Whitey's. And he used to play, I remember seeing him play up at the Kingfisher on the lake up there. In,
oh, yeah, yeah.
In Kenai Lake, he would play up there. He's a great guy.
He wrote a lot of music. I think you could easily say he is revered amongst musicians. He'd helped a lot of them
yep.
here with instruments or maybe even payments of instruments. I don't yeah. know. I'm speaking
very,
off the
very good guy.
Top of my head on that. But. His store was a bit of a mecca.
But before we play anything by Whitey, I just want to say 283-8433. That's the number to call to make your pledge so that we can put this kind of programming on the air day after day.
You're so smart, Pete.
On that note, let us play. Let's see. Let's do Ride Like the Wind.
Ride Like the Wind. Ride
before sunset, we saddled the horses, we rode to the top of the hill. The desert spread out there until the horizon, the night was so clear and so still. And we did ride, ride like the wind. And when I dream about you, we're riding again. I often go riding out in the desert. I miss you there at my side. I'll never forgive you or that rodeo rider who stole you and made you his bride. And we did ride, ride like the wind. And when I dream about you, we're riding again. Me at Christmas, you send me a picture of you and your kids by the tree. You'll never forget it, it's locked in your memory, the feeling of being free. And we did ride, ride like the wind. And when you dream about me, we're riding again. I often go riding out in the desert. I miss you there by my side. I'll never forgive you or that rodeo rider who stole you and made you his bride. And we did ride, ride like the wind. And when you dream about me, we're riding again.
Aw, the late, great Whitey.
That was really fun to hear, Jenny, because it's a younger Whitey, and I don't remember hearing him sing as a young man. He wasn't all that old when he unfortunately died, but he's a great talent. He wrote a lot of music, and a lot of the local musicians certainly speak of him with reverence.
Absolutely. My understanding is he was definitely a huge help to the music scene for the many, many years that he was here and running Whitey's Music Shop. So we definitely wanted to get him represented here on the Kenai Cafe, not quite the World Cafe. Who needs the World Cafe? We've got great music here in Kenai.
Absolutely.
We do.
And we've got Pete.
And we have Marion.
And we've got some great donors. I want to thank Don Nixon, Bob and Colleen Green, and Danette Howland and Brent Johnson. Thank you all for calling in. We've got Mike Dimmick out there and Judy Shields ready to take your calls.
And it turns out we do have potatoes. We had a little crisis when we had to locate potatoes, but we've located the potatoes. They are here. If you donate now and you want to come to the station and pick up your potatoes, we now know where they are.
They're here. Almost a potato gate is here.
Potato gate.
So 283-8433, they're standing by, waiting to take your pledge, your donation rather, or online, kdll.org. We love this public radio station, our radio station. KDLL means a lot to those of us who listen regularly, who are members. Become a member if you aren't. Step up. Become a sustaining member. Become somebody who stops by and drops off a few bucks.
And picks up potatoes.
Potatoes. That's the word of the hour, potatoes.
Yeah, usually KDLL is associated with pickles.
You bet.
Pickle Hill Public Radio. But today we're going to be Potato Public Radio. That will work. All right, so we are getting to the end of our Kenai Cafe show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and I really sincerely want to thank all of the musicians for sending me their music. Now, there might be a couple of you out there listening wondering, hey, where's mine? So a couple of you sent me songs that are in the jazz classical range, so I'm going to be playing those in the morning on Peninsula Performance today. So tune in again from 9 to 10 if you didn't hear your music today. That's because I'm saving it for another venue. We were getting close to the wire here, so I didn't want to have to skip anybody. And it was so much fun to listen to this music, and it is so wonderful to think of all of the talent that we have in the Kenai Soldana area. So thank you, musicians, for letting KDLL feature you today. And thank you, donors, for letting KDLL operate day to day. It takes local support for us to be able to do that. So coming up at 3 o'clock, we're going to have a Kenai version of Fresh Air. Instead of with Terry Gross, Jay Barrett is going to do a interview with Jackie Pels, who grew up in the area and is a local historian, has written several books of just really interesting history on the Kenai Peninsula. So that is going to be a wonderful interview. Definitely stay tuned for that. And we've got a couple minutes here to finish off with one more song. We might not get all the way through it, so I better pick somebody that you are very familiar with so you're not wondering, how does the song end?
Who have you got, Jenny?
I'm going to go with
Bob and the Potato Head.
How about Mr. Rob Justice?
Oh, yes.
Let's do a 907. And Rob recently just moved away from the area, but his legacy of supporting music in the area is definitely going to live on.
Hey, you know what, though? He said he'll be up here a lot this summer, so we can look forward to that.
Excellent. Well, we will ask him for an encore of this next time he is up. In the meantime, we're going to play Beside Ya.
Super.
And thank you all for tuning in to the Kenai Cafe. Stay tuned for more local programming today, day one of KDLL's Fall Membership Drive. Thank you, of course, to Marion Nelson and Peter Earhart for hanging out with me on the air today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. Call 283-8433.
By golly, you got that down.
I got that. Got to get that in there.
Write that down. To KDLL.org.
There you go.
Hey, we're good, Pete.
We're doing fine, Marion.